The new code will replace local law dating back to 1985. It creates new zoning classifications within the old Petersburg city limits. It will also streamline some processes for building project approval, and it extends the borough's authority for approval of platting or subdivision layout to the greater borough area. Many of the changes the assembly made this week address land use within Service Area 1 or the old city limits. One of the longer discussions was over the size limit for a caretaker's dwelling on industrial land. Local resident Jim Whitethorn had urged the assembly to remove the size limit. Brandy Morole agreed it should be larger than the proposed 750 square feet.
I just think 750 square feet is really small. If you put a couple in there to be a caretaker of a dwelling, you know, 1,200 square feet's a reasonable, comfortable space, but 750, it's a little cramped.
The old code had no size limit, and the residential space can be considered the primary use of that property. That situation can create pockets of residential spaces on land that's intended for industry. Borough staff opposed an unlimited size for that residential space. Community and Economic Development Director Liz Cabrera explained the intent.
So it's supposed to be, you have an established industrial use, and then you need someone to watch over whatever that industrial use is, like equipment or something like that. And so you allow for some residential use, which is a caretaker dwelling.
The restrictions on residential space are intended to limit areas in town with incompatible uses where people are living next to heavy industry. Morole proposed a 1,200-square-foot limit, which failed on a 3-3 vote. Instead, a 1,000-square-foot limit did pass 4-2, and the Assembly agreed to that amendment. Another discussion was on an allowance for a commercial garden of up to 10,000 square feet on residential property. Initially, no one on the Assembly made a motion to support that amendment. Assemblymember Jay Stanton Greger came late to the meeting and asked for it to be reconsidered. And Kurt Walhuter also supported that move.
I know when this first came up, I must have been asleep at the wheel because it went by me and I just went, I don't think I was going to say something about that. I should have made a motion. But, you know, I think there's people now that have small gardens, you know, in their yards and things like that. And I know they're sharing vegetables with other people. I get potatoes from certain people that have gardens. And I think this would be a good idea, you know, for some of those people that have a little excess of crops like they usually sometimes do, you know, that they would have an outlet for them and make a little bit of money on it. So
staff opposed the change because it could allow someone to put in a garden of up to 10,000 square feet on a residential lot, including the use of shipping containers. Cabrera explained her thinking.
In theory, I have no problem with it. I think the scale is probably a bit much for residential, and that's really why the oppose stamp is on there. I think if we wanted to allow commercial food production in residential areas, I would recommend that maybe going back to talking to Farragut and Mary and maybe figuring out if we could scale it down a little bit and put in a few more parameters.
The owners of Farragut Farms and local resident Mary Kappas had sought the allowance on all residential property. However, the assembly voted down that amendment on a 5-2 vote. The new code does allow permitting market gardens on rural residential land and other types of property. And the assembly also did approve an amendment that will allow food production as a home-based business that's subject to size limits and other standards. And they voted to require standards for use of a shipping container van as a structure in residential areas. Other changes cover setbacks on residential property, allowing net sheds as a primary use in the historic district of Singley Alley and Hammer Slough, and requirements for insurance and maintenance of private roads. The code rewrite creates new zoning classifications for land within Service Area 1. Those won't be applied, however, until the Assembly approves a new zoning map, and the public process for that could start up in February or March. Several changes also apply to the greater borough area. One will require anyone putting up a new building outside Service Area 1 to fill out a form with the local government. That will let the borough's tax assessor know about the new structure. There's no charge for the filing, and that change passed on a 4-2 vote. The amended law passed by a unanimous vote in its third and final reading. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.